Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Maybe 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, fans of Louisville Tailspin L Fest, tune in right now. Open your ears, open your planners, and get ready for our October 30th Bowman Field.
Yep, October next Saturday. We got 10 days.
Yeah, 10 days today. How about that? It's the 20th.
Okay, I should get to work. I better start planning.
Yeah. Of course, Chris Williams and Trevor have joined us, to talk about Tailspin Elvis. I usually cut them off, y'all. I always feel so rude. I cut them off when they're describing what the Tailspin Elvis is all about because I don't know it. Y'all do a better job of painting a picture for me. So we can rehash. Okay, Tailspin Elvis. What is it? Start bragging about it.
Tailspin is one of the largest beer festivals in the region. We celebrate about 85 different breweries. We'll have 250 different beers out to sample. Takes place at Bowman Field. It's all outdoors.
Okay, when you say sample.
Yeah.
What's a sample? What's an average sample?
2 ounces. 2 ounces would be an average sample. So the idea is you come in. You go up to a brewery.
Look, I want to do the math.
You'll get a sample. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, you're not supposed to drink them all. You get a sample. You take a taste. If you like it, you can finish it. If you don't like it, you throw it out. You move on to the next one. So
take it personal when you throw it away?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but I don't think they're coming over the table for you or anything.
Okay. Fair enough. Scratch that off the list of irrational fears.
Yeah. So we'll have all the tons of beer to sample. It's a great day. We have live music from 100% Poly, the ESPN Sports Lounge, Lager Lounge, which we're going to talk about.
The ESPN Louisville Lager Lounge. Keep going.
We'll have food trucks out there and the Bourbon Barrel Beer Bar. We've got a costume contest going on, brought to you by, Caulfield's is doing it for us. Cox's will have a cigar bar out there.
Really?
So there'll be a lot going on that day.
So, you set up, we're talking about a straight line strip, or we're talking about, are you weaving in between?
It'll be grouped. We'll have tents, one of our tents is what we call the stage tent, so all the live music will be in there. Another big tent, and these are like 14,000 square foot tents. These are big tents.
Wow.
The other tent, we'll have our Drake Silent Disco going on in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have the Bourbon Barrel Beer Bar tent, and then, of course, the ESPN Lager Lounge tent. So it all, and then our Kentucky tent, where we have all of our Kentucky breweries. We'll have like 35 breweries just from Kentucky at the event.
I'm glad to clarify that, because I was picturing me and Chris in a tent, and I was like, hey, it's good, man.
Okay. ESPN Louisville Lager Lounge. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be, 2 90-inch TVs in there, so any games that are going on, you can go check those out. We're going to be slinging some wings in there and some chili, some of our award-winning chili.
From where again?
From Four Pegs.
From Four Pegs.
You guys have heard of that one, right?
Yeah. Shout out Four Pegs. Of course you're.
Yeah.
Okay. Award-winning chili. Brag. Take a second. Brag.
It's a good point, man.
It is an award-winning chili. We won the Great Chili Cook-Off. We took first place in the Leo Awards this year. It's a pork belly burn-in, brisket, and chorizo chili. A lot of love goes in there, and it's delicious.
Give us every element. Give us every recipe.
What exactly? No.
Cook with it.
Right.
I want temperatures. I want times.
Yeah. Golly. Okay, I got a question real quick. Before we get back to the event itself, my wife has... It started with wine. Now she is. Then it went to a little bit of bourbon.
Don't make her an alcoholic on air.
I know. Yeah. Well, listen. Put it this way. I told her to tune in. So
she's learning.
Yes. For my birthday, she's taking in 2 days. She's taking me to Epcot so she can drink around the world. Like this is the world we live in. Yeah. Yeah. So okay, she's gotten into Rheingeist, right? Like she likes that. But okay, now give me. And I don't want you to, I don't know if you're allowed to do this or not, but okay, can you give me a couple? If you were telling somebody like her who's kind of getting into this and it's like, hey, there's a couple you need to try.
Oh, well, I mean, I would start right here in Louisville. You got some phenomenal breweries right here. Some that are new, some of the newer breweries in town, like 1020, make some really, really good beers. Atrium, which is down near Chris's place. Yeah. Against the Grain has been a solid brewery here, just celebrated 10 years.
Yeah.
And they make a lot of really good quality beers. I think the advice that I would give someone is don't get pigeonholed into, oh, I don't like dark beer. Or I don't like, you know,
okay.
There's too many misconceptions about flavor profiles associated with the look of something.
Yeah.
And so...
Thanks for saying that too.
I would say give everything a try for sure, and that's what's great.
Could go with humanity.
I'm going to go back
too.
To the event. That's what's great about a beer festival. You're not committed to a six pack or a pint.
Yeah.
You get a ticket. You come in. You try something. If you don't like it, and hopefully you'll find some stuff you've never had that you do like. And I know you'll find some stuff you never had because we'll have those types of beers out there.
You say a ticket. Okay, somebody like me who's never really did that, and this might be my first, and it will be kind of my first Tailspin Ale Fest, truthfully. Now, you buy a ticket, and then you can sample everything, or how does that work?
It's all included.
Okay.
So you get a ticket, you come in, you get a sample glass, you walk around with your sample glass, and we'll have people behind the various booths, and they pour your samples, and you just... Walk around, have a good time.
Awesome.
And,
or just hang out in the bourbon barrel tent.
In the bourbon barrel tent.
So you can like take a break.
Yeah, you can take a break. That's right.
Food.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a bunch of food trucks there. You know, we'll have some wings and chili there. So yeah, if you can take a break, get something to eat, hang out for a while, and go back to it.
Okay, give me. Okay, Marcus Maben, is not a beer drinker, right? But he wants to piss off everybody and look like a total snob. Give me a beer that I would have to drink with my pinky up in the air.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Well, okay. Start with a big, like, bourbon barrel reserve stout, you know, something big.
And that will catch somebody's attention, basically.
That would catch somebody's attention, I think.
Catch yours, for sure.
Legitimately.
That's pretty good. No, yeah. Well, that was just kind of my quote, because the wife's gotten into mules, too. I don't know. That's a thing she likes now. We went to Vegas.
Right.
I know. It was wild. So even the ESPN tent. Now, I want to go back to that just for a second. You say 90-inch TVs, all this, because if people are coming. And listen, let me say this, too. There's going to be a lot of our radio personalities here.
Yes.
That will be there hanging out.
Sure, Brian Hall will be out there.
Yeah, Brian Hall. Nikki V. He'll be there, and the CBD, if they have any of that. And sorry, don't worry about it.
No, I heard you. Best believe I'm going to be.
No, okay,
yeah,
right.
No, absolutely.
So anyway,
hey, no, they don't have headphones, so sorry, boys. Can you ask them a question?
Yeah, I'll ask them a question.
There were a million things that were awesome.
Okay.
I mean, the beer, number one, the food truck.
Sure.
Shout out to Chris and Four Pegs. The ESPN viewing area.
Yeah.
Can you ask about that? And also, is there going to be another silent disco? Because my hockey buddy DJ'd that.
He doesn't listen to anything.
No, listen to a thing they've already talked about. So thank you for that question.
Well, did they talk about the silent disco?
Yeah.
They mentioned the silent disco.
I missed the silent disco.
Sorry, Jack was talking my ear off. Yeah, I apologize.
The tent and the silent disco and all the good things.
But I did want to point out there will be a lot of us out there hanging out too. And you go into the tent, and the tent comes free, right? With the purchase of your ticket, you can come in there.
Yeah, everything.
What's get that ticket, you can do everything.
Do everything
so
in there.
So all we're saying, the event's going to be filled with celebrities.
Yeah,
basically, right?
Right, celebrities and maybe.
Let's add that in. The event, a celebrity-filled beer festival.
That's should we bring headshots? Like, ask yes. it.
Complete side note question. What game was that that you, I, and Steve were out of town at? What game was that? Was that a tournament game or was that the football?
That was the night we were chatting with Coach Pitino.
Yeah. Yeah, you just wrapped the Pitino Alexander. And then I caught you at the Alexander.
Yeah.
It was an indie.
Yeah, a tournament game. Yeah, we were all just chopping it up at 3 a.m. Just
totally sober.
everybody's just enjoying life. I think some guy pushed Marcus out of the bathroom. So there was a guy took Marcus's chair in the bathroom. And Nikki, he took Marcus's chair.
Were you not there for that, Chris?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, look, he takes, and the next thing you know, I look up and there's a man pushing Marcus down the hotel lobby, and Marcus is, again, like Chris said, totally sober, and we were I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, am I supposed, like, is this guy, where's he taking Marcus? I don't know.
I had to explain.
Is he kidnapping our friend?
I had to explain to Steve that this was just a guy I met in the bathroom.
No, Chris, wait a minute.
All great Chris stories sound like that.
Chris was there.
You don't remember coming out of that bathroom and dude just.
Because I do remember the look on your face.
Yes, because Marcus pulled up and Marcus said, listen.
Don't.
We're going to laugh about this for 1 minute, and then we're never going to talk about this again.
Until now.
Until right now. This is the first time I brought it up publicly.
That's funny, So re-rack it one more time. Tailspin Ale Fest.
Yeah, dates, times, info. Where can we get tickets? All that stuff.
So you can actually win tickets tonight if you come out to Four Pegs. It's Wings Wednesday. We're doing a ticket giveaway with Bell's Brewery out there.
VIP tickets.
We gave you Vietnam. other than that, you can get tickets online at tailspinalefest.com. You can also go to select Evergreen and Cox's locations and get tickets through the end of next week or until they sell out. This event does usually sell out. So check it out online, tailspinalefest.com.
Anything else you want to throw in there? Award-winning chili.
It's going to be a great time, and you can't beat having award-winning chili while drinking 250 beers.
That's a lot of
types of beer.
Size. That's what did we say? That's 2 ounces each. So we're like, all right.
500 ounces.
Can I handle 500 ounces? Fair enough.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant did.
Yeah, Andre the Giant.
No,
right.
He didn't.
Actually, he passed away.
Oh, well.
Yeah. At what?
Thanks for doing 50? That.
Thank
right
you.
At the end of the great.
Well,
smoke brought that up.
God, dude.
Well, gentlemen, great having you in.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great time. Like I said, people, Tailspin Ale Fest, you know about it. Enjoy Middays with Marcus Babin on 939 The Bill.
You know what's all about life.
Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Marcus had to get out of here, get a few things done. UPS Jobs, I want to remind people, UPS Jobs Kentucky is now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time package handler positions, plus a $200 bonus for every single person you refer to work at UPS. For a limited time, UPS is offering a $25 gift card for you to get some work boots if you choose to work the day side of the operation. Graduate debt-free. You apply today. UPSJobsKY.com. Sorry, man. I did it again, man. That my L8, like, I love it.
It makes me, I get the burps occasionally.
It's that bottle, man. I'm telling you. But again, like, there's nothing like a glass bottle Coke, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, I like L8. Probably LA might be honestly my favorite drink. Like, and then I found the Zero, which is amazing.
Same,
so,
but I mean, you know, I'm not gonna lie that you know there's not other good sodas in glasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. But like
a Mexican Coke, the refresco with the like the cane sugar is the only.
See, I like that.
But it has to be glass bottle.
Like I agree, and I like that with peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I eat peanuts.
That's
and,
yeah. It's yeah, it's, just, it's fun how like there's certain things that like. There's certain soft drinks that, like, mainstream ones.
Yeah.
That I think would go better with certain things. Ale 8, I genuinely, this is probably the soda, I'm not just saying this because they're sponsors, that I probably drink the most by itself. Besides maybe like a Diet Coke from McDonald's.
That's about
like it's one in one.
People that know me know the Diet Coke from McDonald's is like, yeah, but L8, you're right. I can just pop open an L8 and that can be like a snack.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, exactly. I've been trying to do the fasting thing.
Yeah.
Now, I stress ate some donuts because you rehashed old relationship wounds. So, thanks for that, bud. But, yeah, normally, like, my little snack to get me through until lunch is an ale. And this is exclusively the only thing I would mix with bourbon. That's God's honest truth.
My wife does ginger beer.
Ginger beer?
Which is close.
Yeah. It's kind of similar.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody texted, says, Steve, who's the guest tomorrow? Let me just remind people, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we will have a guest in studio, and it's one that I purposely set up for Marcus Maven. So it is going to be a fun one.
It's not Reggie Bonifant.
It's not.
There, I'll give a hint to everybody.
Yeah, it's not Reggie Bonifant. So anyways, I am. It's going to be one you're going to want to listen to. I promise you that. I got it set up. I'm heading out of town in the morning, like I said. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm not going to be there, but why don't you head on in there? He said, all right, man, let's do it. So 10 o'clock tomorrow. It'll be fun. I guess it's a guy. Marcus is cringing somewhere right now because he knows I just can't. I can't hold myself sometimes. I got to say it.
He's flipping over to Islam right now. He's just like, you know what? The hell with them both.
I know. Yeah. So anyways, it's going to be fun, though, and you're going to want to be tuned in tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So it's not. Nope. Dexter, it's not. Heinz glass ketchup. That's funny, too.
Heinz glass ketchup, yeah.
You gotta hit it like that.
I forgot, like, everyone has, like, a method that they're convinced works. It hit the side, you do the little, you know, pump fake with the lid on. I usually just stick a knife in it and, you know, swirl it around.
I know.
Get, like, a nice little flow going.
Right, fair enough. Coach Mack, I believe today is the luncheon, right? So after
I think so.
So Coach Mack talked at Media Day yesterday. He hit a few things, a couple things that I really liked. We'll talk about this for a few minutes. We'll get back to a little bit of football just because this is kind of my last day to really talk about it. I'll be back on Tuesday. Obviously, be flying out tomorrow. Be at Epcot on Friday, I think, and then doing Friday's my birthday, so that'll be
happy fun. Birthday, Steve.
Yeah, and then we're doing some things this weekend and be flying back Monday about the time the show is on, so there'll be a lot of that, but so I'll be back Tuesday to kind of hopefully talk about a win and all this stuff. But Coach Mack talked yesterday, and it was a couple things I really liked. One in particular was I thought he did a good job, and I hinted at this earlier. I thought, now, Nick, I know you may not love this, okay? It's your own personal feelings, but he made it very clear that he was the head coach yesterday. I did notice that. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, when he was talking about Ross McMaines and stuff, and again, I'm not quoting him per se, but he did make it very clear that it was like, hang on now, like, he's not an offensive coordinator,
right?
He needs to know the defense. He doesn't know the college game the way we do. Like, it was kind of a moment where it was like, I like it because I want my head coach to like establish that, like, no, this is my show. Like, I want to be clear. It's my show, not every, you know.
Right. And there's pressure with that. Because you're saying the buck stops here.
Right. But I thought that he did kind of a good job of saying, like, hey, you know. And he wasn't kind of, you know, like, hey, they're going to struggle with me not there. Like, you know, so, again, you may look at that as a little like, ugh. But I like it as the Louisville job. I think the Louisville job's one that, now I'm not comparing him and Rick Pitino, obviously. But Rick Pitino was very much like, no, this, it's Rick's party over there. You knew that. Like, everything goes through Rick. And Coach Mack, I thought, did a good job of kind of taking a step in that direction. Like I said, God knows, not comparing the two. But in that direction by kind of saying, hey, man, listen, I brought these guys in, but this is my party. I upgraded the guys I wanted. I got who I wanted here. And again, that's just how I took that. A few other things he talked about. Of course, Marcus enjoyed the Jalen Withers. You got a dunk. Coach Mack made it clear that Jalen Withers has to start dunking the basketball.
There was a collective, like, Daniel Bryan, yes,
yeah,
throughout the 502.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it was like, it was one of those where...
I guess he's Bryan Danielson now, sorry.
Yeah, Bryan Danielson. I don't know a Daniel Bryan. But yeah, I mean, it was another one of those where it was like, I'm glad that at least I know that's being told to him. And I think he'll do a much better job. You go back, and as much as, and this is where me and Marcus always differed, I'm like, yes, I know he don't dunk as much as you want to, but then you go back and you look at the 10 best dunks from the season last year, and he probably had 6 of them, you know? So it's like, but I understand the counterpoint is like, well, yes, he should have more because he is the best dunker on the team. Like, I mean, he is the best dunker
arguably
on the team.
Arguably the only one.
Right. I mean, I think JJ isn't afraid to go up and punch it. I think somebody's on the line there. No, you're fine. JJ's not afraid to go up and punch it. Obviously, we got guys. But, I mean, Jalen Withers is probably the most aggressive dunker on the team. I mean, Sydney, we'll see. But you're right. I thought a lot of people was glad to hear that. We'll get to it. We'll keep rolling. I'll get to this text line, too. Y'all know I love the text line. I love interacting on here.
I want to give a shout-out to Dana, by the way.
Okay.
He called with some wisdom. He didn't have time to, you know, get on the air. But
Dana's a good caller.
He passed along some wisdom to me. So I'm raising my L8, cheersing it on the,
fair enough,
on the microphone today.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, Dana's a good caller. He can. He's allowed to call and do the off-air thing. Some people aren't. But he is.
He's made. He's It's like a mafia thing. He's made.
Cody, get us started, man. You're in the second hour. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? So when Coach Mack was talking about Jalen and just how when he aggressively dunks the ball in practice, he looks so dominant, that's what I was saying when I went to the last, like, open run that they had at the facility. Me and my brother went, dude. And he was redshirting that year.
Mm-hmm.
And man, every time he was by the rim, he was dunking the ball. And we were like, this dude's got the best bounce on the entire team.
Sure.
Like, he had like five or – I'm sorry, what?
No, I was saying sure. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And he had like 5 or 6 dunks. And so it was really weird to watch his freshman season. And, you know, I watched some of the media day, like, interviews with the players, and he said, you know, him playing the five – it kind of slowed his momentum down at the rim, but it was just really puzzling to see him whiffing on dunks and just going for these pretty layups. And I'm like, dude, I watched you in person just throw the ball down every single time you were by the rim. So I don't think he's going to be that guy where he's like Montrez dunking 3 or 4 times a game. But I think this season, like, there's going to be a game or a few games in a row where he has like 3 or 4 dunks. Like, he's not going to be just the straight dunker type, but I think he's going to have more games than not where he does attack the rim more, because it really is an imposing thing when your best player is just cramming on you. So I hope Coach and him gets it together just wiring him different to do that. But I mean, what do you think it is? Do you think it's just straight mentality, or do you really think him playing the five last year was just a momentum thing that caused him to kind of whiff on some of those dunks? But I'll hang up and listen, man. Appreciate you letting me go off.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Cody. I think there's 100%. Like, you know, you find a happy medium there, because the whole, like, well, he can't play the five. I disagree with that. Like, I think Jalen can play the five.
He did it last year.
Yeah, no, and I think he can be effective at it. I just don't want him to be the option there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the option there. But it's pretty clear on the other side of it, if you say, well, I think he struggled because he wasn't playing the four. I think that's obvious, because when Malik come back and he moved over to the four, you saw a uptick in his, what's the word I'm looking for? Stats, you know, in his I can't think of the word, whatever, but you saw an uptick in that. What is Jack need a signature? Do you need us to sign that ball, Jack?
Yeah, he came in looking for autographs.
Yeah, like, I mean, do you need an autograph?
It's for Phil.
Now's the time you need an autograph on your basketball.
Issel, okay, yeah, we have a Dan Issel.
It's an NBA to Louisville.
We have a Dan Issel.
It's an NBA to Louisville person. Phil said, I'm running late. Can you get Issel to sign this for me?
So
I'm
you interrupted the 93.9 show to get Dan Issel's autograph.
Well, I'm going to put it on his desk.
There's so much wrong with that. It's not even funny. Like,
hey, he won a title here in Louisville for a pro team.
Yes, thank you.
I wish we had one of those.
Thank you for the history lesson, Jack. Thank you.
We did say that there's some people about the luminaries.
Production. God, thank you, Matt, my cousin. Yeah, production.
I'm sorry. I love Jack to death. I just needed him to text me the answer he came in and gave me a 40-second soliloquy
listen.
I don't want to look. We all love Jack. He is the station's gold. Like, you know, Phil's the golden retriever. Jack is like the St. Bernard puppy. He's wonderful.
Nick, that poor bastard has to sit back there and hit F9 all day.
It's F8, but yes.
F8. If he wants to get up.
God, I felt like such a nerd right there, like a radio nerd.
Yeah.
It's F8, Steve.
Actually, it's F8.
Actually, yeah. Listen, what we got to do is dynamically process the sound.
If Jack wants to get up and walk in here, Jack's welcome to walk in there. I'm okay. Patty Ice. Patty Ice working his tail off right now, dude. He's getting, for one, he works here hard. He's working to get himself in shape. If he wants to walk in, he can walk in.
That is a nice hiney.
Yeah,
I'm saying, and I say that completely, not like the dude is looking good.
Okay,
my man is looking good.
Fair enough. Process really has no business in here. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
So basically, because the roster's a little thin right now.
Yeah,
but we're racked with injuries, if you will. So basically, you just said everyone but Process come play with us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we said. Oddly enough, I really like Process. I just don't want someone to see him during the show. But Jalen's production went up. I mean, you saw it with your own two eyes. And like I say it all the time, it's a smart fan base. So we know moving him to the four is obviously going to help him. And this year, outside of situations where I think it can be helpful, he's going to predominantly be at the four.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Do you think there's going to be any carryover from him last year? Because last year, I mean, look, he bulked up. He was playing out of position. But now he's in his more natural element as, you know, like a four, stretch four. Well, you know, something along those lines.
I think he's eyeing the draft.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, you know, Max said as much yesterday.
This is draft year for him.
That his ceiling could be, you know, gone in 6 months or it could be stay here for 3 years. You know, we have that clip. We can play that. But do you think... The only thing, like, I wonder is both negative and positive. Is there anything, any carryover from last season? Because I feel like when you're basically like a middleweight and you have to fight now at the – or a light heavyweight and you're basically fighting out of your weight class, which is what he was doing last year, that has to add an element of toughness.
Oh, yeah.
But also he's had to change his body now three different times in his time here.
Sure.
So I wonder – how that's going to affect him going into the year. Like, any major, you know?
I think Jalen Withers is the one kid on this team that will be in every starting lineup all year long.
Wow, really?
Yeah, all year long. I would be blown away if he's not in the starting lineup for any game, barring injury something
even
like
more
that.
Than Malik?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I do. I think Jalen, because I think there may be times Jalen starts in place of Malik, you know, in certain games. So, like, I think that Jalen is the one guy for me that will start. I mean, Coach Mack said it yesterday. He didn't shy away from it. If Coach Mack, for being what I know, sports radio, how we joke and Drew jokes about how, you know, he can be boring there for a while, you know, and didn't call. He's a really honest dude in his press conferences. And I'm going to get to that in just a second, too, because he kind of put some expectation on this team for me. But when he said Jalen Withers is by far the most talented guy on the team, you know, I mean, he said that. You know, and I know we got all the clips. You guys work so hard. I'm just rolling along. It's easier just to say it. But
you're rolling, baby.
But actually, I am using the sound sheet because it helps me. But it was, to me, I agree with him. And I think he tipped his hand there. Like, hey, man, look, Jalen's been playing well. He's the best player on the team. And it's not close. It's not particularly close. I mean, he's an NBA guy. That's why I think Coach Mack was so willing to say, because he knows. we know how the draft works. I mean, Jalen, this is probably NBA. Okay, this is lottery year.
Positionless basketball.
Yeah, if you don't figure out how to get in the top 20 this year, you probably never will. I mean, not saying you won't get drafted, but like Sam, there's no way in hell Sam's going lottery now. I mean, he don't have a shot in hell.
What do you think his ceiling is?
Was that him? That was weird.
That was weird.
That was really weird.
Let's see if it works again. You know who was a great Cardinal? Francisco Garcia.
That was really weird.
I didn't come by.
As I said, Sam, he walks by. Like, well, that's why you're not in the lottery. What are you doing out here?
His ears were burning.
Yeah, that was really weird.
What if he just came in here and just sat down and was like, all right, YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, like, really? I'm not going lottery? I'm 19, 20 years old. No, but I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's tough, man, to once you don't. And it's not a knock on the kids. Like, I think they can still make the league.
Yeah.
But you have a window. Like, you have a two-year window. Like, for somebody like J.J. Traynor, okay? I don't even start that clock yet. I think that clock probably starts next year, you know, where it's like, okay, you got a little window here because, you know, you are where you're at here. But it's like the other thing was with Coach Mack is he talked about how talented Jalen was. I think he called Jared West the best defensive guard he's ever coached. On one hand, I love to hear that. On the other hand, I better see him utilized that way.
Right.
Yeah, because as the coach, which, and let me be fair, Coach Mack said he was going to. He said he's going to pick up full court. Said, like, okay, cool. Like, I, the two sports right now, I'm so different in. Like, I'm bought in on Coach Mack. Like, I'm like, okay, Coach Mack's the coach here. Now,
sold.
Am I sold? He's going to be here? You know, not sure about that, but am I sold? Not on his own accord. I mean, there's a lot going on. Yeah. On my own accord, though, I'm saying, like, I'm cool with him being here for as long as he wants. You know, whereas on the other side, I'm kind of like, Dommy, don't be wrong. I do like the Kenny Payne idea, but that's just me. We won't go there. But, like, I'm not running Coach Mack off. I'm like, no, I'm cool with Coach Mack being here. Coach Mack can retire here if he wants to, in my opinion. Like, but it's... So I trust him on this, but when you say when you say things like that, this fan base don't forget that. So it's like, I think he knows this enough that okay, you call him the best defensive guard you've had, and how he can like the fans are going to expect that,
right?
So we're going,
they've seen some good defensive guards,
good defensive guards,
Peyton and Russ,
and again, we're not comparing necessarily them to them, but I mean, even going back to Tu Holliday and those guys that he's coached. I know you've coached some good defensive guards, so I'm expecting to see some pushing up on some guys here. And if I don't, if I see you setting back, that will come back to haunt you. So that's why I said yesterday, I don't mind sixth in the AP or in the ACC rankings to start the season. I do mind it to finish. I think this team should be pushing for a top four seed. There's too much talent. There's 13 scholarship guys. With obviously Mike James is out. I think Gabe took a little hand injury the other day. I've heard through the grapevine that there may be a few weeks for him. But I mean, that's there hasn't been a serious, you know, injury with somebody. But it's like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I think there's enough talent here to expect better than sixth.
There's a lot of depth.
A lot of depth for
damn sure.
Yeah, because when I say 13 scholarship players, you can have 13 scholarship players, but you don't usually have 13 scholarship players this deep. You know, where you're like, I mean, usually Roosevelt Wheeler, four-star big man, is your 9-10th guy.
Right.
Not your 13th guy. And that's where we're at, you know. And it's like, so I'm expecting. Texter says, Earl Clark or Jalen, who you got? Don't ask me that. Texter says, there's no AEW wrestling tonight, baby. I know.
Yeah. Stuff.
Be sad. You know, they're going to be in Orlando Saturday.
Oh, my God.
And do you know that they're taping at Universal?
Oh, wow. Taking a page out of the Impact book.
Well, they've been taping there. They've been doing Dark there.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
And Dynamite is over at UCF. But yeah, it's just weird. Sam was coming to tell Steve off. I love Sam. He knows that. Sam played cornhole with my son. Sam's a great kid. Great mom. Like, she's super nice. Family, super nice. Yeah.
Seems like a good dude.
Very, very good
family. Comes across well in interviews.
Absolutely.
Has a good spirit about him.
Yeah. I think Sam could go lottery if he's a defensive stopper and puts up 16 a game. If Davion Mitchell and the 124. Yeah, sure. I mean, there is a possibility there. I mean, I'm not saying that. I just, you know.
What do you think his ceiling is?
This texter says, "Okay, Steve, why did you just put Sam on blast like that? A lot of people thought he was the same. Thought the same thing about Donovan Mitchell. Well, not quite. A little different, but fair enough. I mean, like I'm saying, I'm just saying Sam is in his third year of college basketball. The window. Let me say it like that because I don't want to sound like I'm knocking Sam. The window is much smaller." To make yourself a top 20 NBA pick in your third year. I mean, Sure, Davion Mitchell did it. Donovan Mitchell was a two-year guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, we're talking his third year. I mean, the list is pretty small of guys who take it after year two. And I'm saying year two, like, year one maybe you played a little bit. And then year two and three, that's still kind of 2 years. It's hard to play 3 years and play a fairly significant role in the team, and if you don't go, you know, I mean, it's. I'm just saying, like, I don't think it was a crazy statement. Like, you know, it's going to be tough for Sam to get up there.
Yeah, and you're not saying he's not going to make the league. You're just saying,
oh no,
like,
yeah.
Like, is it also fair to say that? Look, we all knew he had elite mid-range game, but yeah, he added the element of. I feel like his final form, if you will, like if it was a Pokemon evolution, didn't really come until. Second half of last season mm-hmm. with him becoming a board man too.
Yeah.
And getting some really, really pivotable.
I think he was always a board man. I just don't think he did it.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it actually flourished and you actually started seeing him get big time boards on both ends of the floor.
Sure. Absolutely, man. Yeah, absolutely. But it's like you have to do something at an elite level. I mean, you watched Jordan War last night. I mean, Jordan War was an elite shooter. I mean, how many times did we sit in the center and we're like, oh, man, Miami's up 12. What are we doing? And Jordan wore a bang, 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 bang. We're up 6. What just happened? Well, Jordan, you know, you didn't realize that. Oh, yeah, Jordan just scored 12 straight. You know, right. It's like, I mean, Jordan was elite. Jordan, actually, I don't think Jordan will ever get the credit that he deserves for how freaking good he was here. Like, I really don't know that. I guess just because what was going on. I mean, that first year, you know, Padgett just refused to play him. The second year, you know, it was like, it was Coach Mack's first year.
Yeah.
But Jordan was great that year. And then he comes back, and then it's like we get the we played Minnesota, who's one of the worst three-point shooting teams in America, so we allow them to shoot threes, and they hit, like, what did they hit, like 14, 15?
Yeah.
It was like, okay.
They were white hot.
Yeah, it was insane. And then the next year, obviously, with COVID, we couldn't play in the tournament, and, I mean, that team had been number one. They won big games. They were, like I said earlier, I mean, I think they could have made a run, but it's like Jordan was awesome here, man. And so we know what great basketball is, and obviously that's another thing about this team. Who do we have a guy like that? I don't know. Do we have a superstar on this team? I'm not sure. That's why I say, I mean, it's an interesting team. Are they a national championship winning team? I don't know. I mean, we're not stupid as fans, but
you think they could do better than their preseason ranking?
Oh yeah, I think there's absolutely a Sweet 16 team. Now here's what I will say: the elephant in the room, which does kind of suck about it, the IARP stuff. And I just want to mention this just for a second because I'm not really wanting to talk about that as much as where I think people would be if that wasn't hanging out there. I think. People would be a little more, and correct me if I'm wrong here, if you're listening, correct me if I'm wrong. I think I would be a little more in the mode with as young as they are and with as many guys that can come back of like, let's have a good year, be a Sweet 16 caliber team, and then ride that into next year. You're going to lose Malik. You're going to lose Jared West. We know that. You probably, I mean, we'll give you a Jalen Withers or somebody goes, right? And then maybe one guy to transfer. It's just too much. But other than that, your main core there is back. And we're That's going, okay, now next year, you're a top 10 team. That conversation's hard to have right now because we're like, I think all of us are like, probably no way in hell you're in the tournament next year. Like, in just the back of our brain, we're like, okay.
That sort of Damocles at least, is made, it would say.
Yeah, at least next year, you're probably out of the tournament. So that's where, and again, I don't want to do that today, but I think it's a fair point, though, because I think fans would be. They would be a lot more like, dude, the core, the young core of this team, because this isn't a stupid fan base. Like, we understand. We understand a team may have to grow together, so we're like, oh, man, a young core on this team, yeah, they might not be a national title team this year, but they might be next year, you know, when you add a few pieces in, and it's like, so we'll see. We'll see how good they can be. But the ceiling, I think, is after watching them, is pretty high. It's pretty high, and I think Coach Mack feels the same way. He understands the job. You don't get out there and say some of the things he said yesterday, and I'll be interested to listen to him at the luncheon and kind of see what he has to say there too. But to me, you don't get out there and say some of those things without not believing that the ceiling's pretty high. I don't think you put it out there like, because Chris Mack's not Rick Pitino in that regard. Coach Pitino used the media to get points in his locker room.
RP Theater, baby.
Yeah, you know, and it was great. I loved it. You never missed. You knew when Rick Pitino spoke, you stopped what you were doing and you went and listened. But even the hyperbole and all that, when Chris Mack says he feels like Jared West the best defensive point guard he's ever had, I believe him.
Also said like one of the best natural leaders.
Yeah, yeah.
That was impressive.
Well, that was proof by being voted captain and only being here for 3 months.
True.
I mean, that shows
going
right there.
Media
that,
days. I mean, it was.
Yeah, I mean, that showed right there. But when he says Jalen Withers is the most talented dude on the team, like, I believe him. I don't think that's hyperbole. I don't think he's saying Jalen Withers is the best guy to piss L. Ellis off. You know, because he actually thinks L. Ellis is the best player right now. You know, and it's like, I believe he believes that Jalen Withers is the best player. So he kind of, Coach Mack's not afraid to kind of tip his hand, but to me, he tipped his hand a little bit yesterday that he thinks it's a dang good team. And that's why I don't think I'm asking a lot. That's I made the joke earlier. Like, I'm not asking the football team to move mountains. I'm asking them to beat Boston College.
Right.
Like, it's not, like, you know, it's not.
Yeah,
I'm not asking you to intercept Trevor Lawrence four times, and you know, just can you beat Boston College with a backup quarterback? Can we not?
Right.
That's why I say
slow down their run game, which is good. Yeah, like, maybe rush a few more people.
Yeah,
you know,
no, just, yeah, yeah. It's like, come on now, like, we're not doing that. So, anyways, should be a fun weekend though. I think a lot of questions will be answered.
Yeah.
Either direction. Like I said, it's a weird point because football. With a loss, I think people are going to be a little like, pretty on edge. But then, like I said, you do got some good recruiting right now that's looking like is down the hatch. But I just don't think fans are going to take a loss.
I think a massive amount of pressure will be alleviated with this win.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I feel like get this win.
With a good win.
Yeah, that's true.
I think if they look like dog crap and win.
And they squeak one out,
people
right?
will still be, I think it keeps the Wolves off.
Yeah.
But I do think people will be like, okay. But Texter says, Steve, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your vacation. Thank you.
You send us pictures. I'm a sucker for pictures.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't want to pester you, but like, something cool happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm a pitcher guy.
Yeah,
I'm a pitcher guy. Yeah, it seems like while we're here, Jordan was here. We were always in the top 20, and people really thought we had no shot in the tournament that year. That's kind of where I'm at. Steve, you know the ceiling is the roof. That's fair enough. If we get a multi-year ban, do you think Matt considers saying deuces? See, I don't think Mac leaves. I don't think Mac leaves.
No, he made it very, very clear was a destination. Well, for him.
I mean, he did. Listen, I may have said it on the air. I mean, he told us privately, like, it's
yeah.
That's not an option. If Mac's not here, it's because he was let go.
Right.
Which I do think is possible. Steve Strebel said we're in trouble. We don't have any guards. We only have six.
I mean, like, I get the idea of...
I guess seven would push us over the top.
Well, you're doing it by committee. You don't have an MF or you don't have the one guy to run it. I could see that criticism, but I also think that...
When do we?
Yeah, there's enough... enough skill.
Yeah, we run everybody. Two totally different programs. You know, right. Like, yeah, I mean, we don't. I mean, last year, Carly, but you had David. Like, you know, we rarely have the one dude.
Right.
That they need to worry about figuring out who their one dude is. I don't think a couple of those kids are as good as they think they are. We'll see.
Man, no. Tiny.
Yeah, like, Kentucky looks very average size-wise. Like,
which makes them the most relatable team in the Commonwealth for all of us.
Maybe I got more in common with Kentucky than I think. All right, man, I'm going to miss y'all tomorrow at 10 o'clock. You're going to want to be tuned in. I got a special guest lined up.
Not Reggie Bonifon.
Not Reggie Bonifon. But I do have a special guest lined up for Marcus Maben tomorrow that you're going to want to hear. Middays with Marcus Maben. I'll be back Tuesday. Marcus and Nick will be back tomorrow on 93.9 The Ville.
Have fun. Safe travels.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.